Next up is the Panna Cotta Army with Jean Paul.
Jean Paul, Jean Paul, are you miserable? If hell is other people as you profess, when you're alone without Simone, are you happiest with nothingness? Blaming the bourgeoisie, that sounds too easy. Social convention won't kill anyone. Can't you let your guard slip?
It's a 3-4 time song about Jean-Paul Sartre. Don't be mopey, you 120-year-old playwright. I think what gets lost these days is that Sartre wrote most of his famous works in like 1938 through 1944, and most of that time France was occupied by Nazi Germany. Now, he might seem like a cynical, pessimistic hipster, but if you consider his works through the lens of Vichy France, you know, written by someone who was working with underground resistance groups and who was outraged by any complicity or collaboration with the situation, you know, I don't know. Now that I say it out loud, I guess it might be worth rereading some of that stuff right now. But anyway, this is a fun and it's a jaunty song about Sartre that is, you know, plenty enjoyable. And it's well produced and well performed. I thought it was fun. I liked it.
Yeah. For me, this is a Wikipedia song. And, you know, we were in a bit of a hurry when writing these reviews, and I couldn't decide if I wanted to read both the Wikipedia articles on Sartre and existentialism or not. And then I realized that it didn't matter because there is no escape from choice, and even refusing to choose is a choice in it itself, and that I was damned to the burden of inescapable freedom, horrible, horrible freedom.
Just put that on the stage.
The lyrics are great, though. I really, you know, when Ryan said this is jaunty, that is not damning with faint praise. It's delightfully jaunty. I love the rhyme of bourgeoisie and easy, and the line existentialists can still have fun kind of lands in a delightful way. And it's got this great whistling solo. And like, you know, whistling is just an amazing, cheerful anecdote to existentialist dread. So it was a great contrast. I like this song a lot. I played along with the chord progression too. And there's that line, when you're alone without Simone, are you happiest with nothingness? And that without Simone, I think it goes from A to C sharp 7 to F sharp minor. And A is like my favorite key, so I just happen to know all the chords in it. So C sharp 7 to F sharp minor is like the 5 of 6 to 6. Then there's another one where it goes from A7 to D. And those are not terribly jarring as far as the secondary dominance goes, because the roots of those chords, both C sharp and A, are both diatonic, so it's super smooth. Yeah, I thought this sounded great, and you know, I would not have known that there were out of key chord changes in here because it just sounds so natural. So this was very well done.
Yeah, I can't not appreciate rhyming Jean-Paul with intellectual. I thought that was pretty cool too. I mean, it's classic Panna Cotta. I mean, he's really good at putting together a well-produced, polished song. And I do think this is the first waltz I've heard this round of Spin Tunes. I mean, we might have had some in the lullaby round a couple ago, but you know, it's not that common of a time. I think it's actually hard to make a song that really feels like it's doing good stuff in waltz time nowadays, because we're just less used to it in modern music. And I think he does it well. I really like when there's either harmonica or melodica or maybe accordion, giving it sort of that French Riviera vibe to it. And, you know, I do base a lot of my enjoyment of a song on whether I feel anything from it. And, you know, this one made me smile. It made me feel better than I felt before I started the song. Lyrically, again, there's a lot of clever sort of rhyme scheme and, you know, rhyming bourgeoisie with anything. I'm impressed. And then the other thing I liked was a sort of twist in the end where, you know, this whole song for, you know, four stanzas, it's describing as a third person narrator would, Jean-Paul Sartre. And then in the last verse, he's talking about, you know, oh, it's actually me that's reflecting on Sartre now. And honestly, I can't figure it out. I thought it was, this is the one that'll probably trigger Tim, is it was pleasant.
Damning with faint praise.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.